Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, well, we are live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is Reverend Adam Lee. We may have our co-host on tonight, Lolita, from the chat room. And as usual, we will be taking callers with a single question on any topic within your life. Here on Psychic Talk Radio, we are doing special segments or one-hour shows before we end the year. And these will carry on every day or every night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until the 31st, which will be the last show of the year. Well, we are wishing everyone a happy holiday season, and we are wishing everyone a good year to come here on Psychic Talk Radio. As we do not have our host for the chat room today, we are not taking specific chat questions as of right now on today's show, and we are only doing specific questions through our callers. Now, we will begin our show momentarily, and we're going to go ahead and take our callers here in just a few minutes. We're going to, for about 2 minutes, listen to some music from the CD entitled Oneness by the artist Zarina. We're listening today to Shriram. The CD can now be found at Zarina1.com. All right. Well, we're now going to go ahead and begin taking our calls here. But just as a brief note, we are running a special for today on our house, on our website over at housepsychic.com. That is HOWPSYCHIC.COM. For everyone who donates to the radio show from our homepage donation tool, a donation of $5 or more will receive either a half an hour for a $5 donation, a half an hour private reading, or if you donate more than $5, you will receive a full hour reading, courtesy of Psychic Talk Radio. You can also find on our Psychic Talk Radio homepage here on Block Talk Radio the donation tool available. So you can donate right through the donation tool on Blog Talk Radio as well, and also still take advantage of this great deal. Our first caller for tonight is coming under the area code 610. Hello, caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Well, hi, this is Sarah, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Yes, hello, Sarah. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. And what would your question be for today?
Actually, I was just wondering if you were doing general readings or was it just questions?
It's just specific questions here on Psychic Talk Radio.
Oh, okay. In that case, well, then I want to ask about my career.
Okay, your career. And what would you like to know about your career?
Well, actually, kind of it ties with residency because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I found a position a little over 4 months ago
okay.
that requires me to commute. And, you know, I was planning on and hopefully, you know, moving this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does involve me selling, you know, my present home because, you know, I work,
okay.
You know, like I said, I have to commute a long distance into the city.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know
All
like,
right.
what you saw and how you saw that tying in.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and tune in here. As I'm tuning in, one of the first things that I see is that there will be that shift for you. So, yeah, I guess I am tuned in. It looks like, yes, that shift is going to happen, and I do see you making that move. I see you making that transition, and I see that this transition for you is going to be very lucrative, financially lucrative, which means that it will be very beneficial for you. I feel that this may happen in just a wee bit more of a timeline than anticipated, so it might be prolonged a little bit, but I see this happening pretty soon after the new year has begun. Okay?
Okay. So you, like, how do you see me, like, you know, like, selling my property?
I'm sorry. We're only doing one question per caller on the show, but I will tell you that it will go pretty well for you, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. All right. Give me one moment to see if our co-host, Lolita, has logged in. She is having a bit of technical difficulties today with her internet, so she may not be able to get into the show today. All right. Well, I do not see her as of right now, so we're going to move on to our next caller, who is coming under the area code 203. And hello,
hi,
caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
This is Woody calling from Connecticut.
Oh, hey, Woody. How you doing?
Hi. Fine, how are you?
Good. It's been a while since we've heard from you on the show here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My question, I guess, just wondering, I guess, a general reading. What do you see coming for me?
Okay. Well, we don't really do any generals on the show, Woody. We're going to have a specific question here.
You see a new career coming for me or relationship?
Okay.
Whatever's coming.
Okay. Actually, Woody, I do see a new career coming for you. And, well, not career per se, but a new opportunity financially is going to be coming your way within the first about 2.5 weeks of January here. And I'm seeing the dates, the 2nd and the 3rd of January actually seem to resonate pretty well with me. So I feel maybe this is when the opportunity is going to come up. And it seems to me that it would be coming from a direction you've been waiting on for quite some time now. So I would say it's got to be somehow in connection with a with something that you've either applied for already, okay, or something you're waiting on that you already have some of knowledge about, okay?
Okay, because I've been sending out demos out to record labels.
Okay. I understand, Woody. Well, it does look like that is still going to take off for you. All right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Woody, for calling in. And once more, as always, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller for today is area code 305. Hello, caller. Please state your name and the area you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Franny, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Yes, hello, Franny. And how's the weather out in Chicago now?
Not too bad. It's a little chilly, but tolerable.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it's tolerable at least. And what would your question today be?
My question today is about romance and relationships, if there's anything you might see might be coming my way soon with the romantic relationship.
Okay. All right. I do see romance coming your way. In fact, I keep seeing a lot of people surrounding you. So this seems to be in a not too crowded of a environment, but it looks to be happening at a social event where you meet this person or some type of gathering of a small to medium group. And I feel that this is going to be a joyous event, something that has cause of celebration, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the timeline on this seems to come in between the 16th and the 18th of January. I feel that the person you meet at this event will actually have the opportunity to very well be the right one to spend the rest of your life with. I'm feeling a soulmate communication, connection. There we go. I'm seeing the soulmate connection happening between yourself and the individual that you meet around that time. I also feel, however, that there is a individual from the past, that's already been in your life. I see them kind of coming forward in a week. And I see them trying to give a little bit more effort to developing something with you. However, I feel that that may only last for a little while, as they seem to be someone that comes in and disappears, comes in and disappears, the on and off scenarios here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
All right.
I'll be looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay, another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. And we are taking callers with a single question into their lives today on any topic they please. And once more, just single questions. But as a note, for those of you that either go to our homepage here on Blog Talk Radio, which is known as Psychic Talk Radio, which is the name of our show, and donate through there, or donate through our homepage at howpsychic.com, which is howpsychic.com, you will receive for a $5 donation a full half an hour reading courtesy of Psychic Talk Radio. And if you donate more than $5 through our donation centers, you would receive a full hour reading courtesy of Psychic Talk Radio. Our next caller for today is coming under Veggies1979. Hello, caller. Please state your name and the area you're calling from. Hello, caller, by the username Veggies1979. You are live and on air.
Hi, it's VDiggs1979.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thanks.
Okay. And did you have a question for us today?
I really didn't have a question because I was just listening in, but I'd be more than happy if you just did you wanted to do a general reading, like just if you see anything coming up for me.
Well, we don't really do general readings, but what I can do is if you give me a specific area to look into, I can do that for you.
Okay, love is fine.
Okay. Can you give me one moment? Right. Well, with your love life, darling, I feel that you have had the patience of a saint. One, because you've had a lot of people that have just not been the right one. And it seems this way because they have had so many issues going on, the ones that have come in. But there is one that, while you have also had a lot of patience with them, and they have never really seemed to have all of their, you know, the ducks in a row, they have seemed to be a good opportunity and the person with potential that I feel could be very well the one in your life. And I feel that this individual, this seems to be a theme right now. This individual has a push and pull thing going on. They'll come in and communicate, and they never stop communicating completely, but they do seem to slow down communication from time
right.
to time.
Yeah, I know you're on target.
Okay, good. And I feel that this individual, have we had concerns of connections to his past, specifically another individual that seems to be a, well, not so much of a threat, but a distraction?
Yeah, I think he sometimes gets distracted with some of his tasks, like a person in particular, one of his past relationships. And then also sometimes with his mom in a way, like thinking about his mom and dad's old marriage. They're divorced now, but I think he kind of gets distracted with that. Yeah.
Okay. I understand. Well, sweetie, I'm not seeing that distraction or these problems persisting for too much longer. I feel while he does care about and will remain in communication with his mother, yes, she has been a distraction, but will not continue to be one. Mm-hmm. And I feel he will always remain in communication with her, but will no longer after the next couple of, it's actually a week and a half here. I'm going to give it a couple weeks to be safe. After the next couple of weeks, I feel he would have made a lot of progress and you would see more consistent communication and action from him to get this relationship on the ball game, you know?
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. That was interesting because I didn't tell you anything, but you read him, read him really well.
Well, thank you. Well, There is one thing you've been wondering, and that's if he really knows that he was about to lose you, okay? Mm-hmm. And if he even cared, or if that was a fear. And yes, it is a fear of his, and yes, he is on the awareness that if he doesn't act quickly, he will lose you. And no, he hasn't had the ego to just think that you've been putting yourself on hold for him. Mm-hmm. What little does he know you really have, okay?
Wow.
And I feel that this is finally going to move forward, so that's my message for you.
Okay, great. You did great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't know.
You would end up cheating on him.
All right, well, we are back from our short break, and we're going to go ahead and try and bring on our caller right now on from the area code 562. Hello, caller, you are live. Please state your name and the area you're calling from.
Hey, Reverend Adam, it's Steve in California. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Steve?
Great, great. So recently you told me about a career opportunity coming in a few weeks. I'd like to know more about that, if you can pick up anything else.
Okay, let's see here. Now, remind me, which show was that? Was that yesterday's show?
No, it was like a week ago, Saturdays ago.
Okay, two Saturdays ago. All right, give me one moment. I'm going to tune in here and see what's going on. All right. One thing that I'm seeing is that there are two opportunities, okay? And the one that I can see more details into here is that there's one coming in way or by way of something you find out about through a friend or a someone that you have worked with, someone that you know, I feel is going to refer you to a place or has referred you to a place. And that seems to be where one of the best opportunities is flowing from, one of the ones that's going to provide you the most finances. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in.
Can I stay on the phone and listen to the rest of your show?
Of course. I'm just going to put you on hold here.
Hey, Reverend Adam, are you based in the East Coast for some reason?
No, but I actually used to be out of Florida. I have lived in Florida for most of my life, and now I'm in Kentucky.
I thought I detected like a New Jersey or New York accent. That's the only reason I asked.
Oh, no. I just pick up on several different accents, depending on how I feel each day.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Reverend.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller for today momentarily. Just give me one moment. All right, our next caller for today is coming under the area code 910. Hello, caller, please state your name and the area you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Jay, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hello, Jay, and how may we help you today?
I am curious to see if you see any career breaks or opportunities coming up near month or two.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. Oh, well, okay, maybe I don't need the moment. I'm getting the message that in about 3 weeks, okay, so a little bit shy of a month, by a week, give or take, I'm feeling that there is a new career opportunity that just all of a sudden going to pop up out of nowhere. You're going to find it by accident, and you're going to find it by yourself. It's something that I see you stumbling into, but it's going to be a huge blessing because it implements all of your skills, okay, that you currently have and some. So it's going to incorporate all of your skills but give you the opportunity you need to grow and to expand on those, okay, and to really become much more financially successful.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yes. Now, with the current work area, I kind of feel that there's been a lot of frustration around there, huh?
Oh, yes. A plethora.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of commotion. Left hand doesn't know what right hand's doing. Some people are just creating a huge wreck and problem when there's no need to be. Mm-hmm. I see this calming down for the next about a week, maybe a week and 4 days. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
All right. Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed night.
Thank you. You too.
All right, another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Please remember that if you would like, you can go to our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Or you can go to our homepage entitled Psychic Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio and use our donation tool on either our website or our homepage over here on Blog Talk. And donate $5 and receive a full half an hour reading. Or if you donate more than $5, you will receive a full 1 hour reading, courtesy of Psychic Talk Radio. Our next caller for today is coming under the username here as The Last Sung Today.
Hello.
Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name and the area you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Jamie, and I'm from Indiana.
All right, Jamie, how may we help you today?
Okay, I just kind of want to find out what you have a feel for, I guess, school slash career. What direction you see that going.
Well, yeah. School leads you to career.
Yes, let's go.
So, yes, they're both connected here. Yeah. I'm actually sensing that one, school, you've been having a little problems, not with the schooling itself, but sort of with the setup, I believe, or the financial aspect.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And is there like a deadline you're going to have to meet here?
Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, okay. It's all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I see that all getting straightened out in time. So I don't know where that end time is coming from. That's why I'm asking about the deadline. But the message is it's all going to be straightened out in time. So I know that that means that, you know, it's going to happen in the right timing for you so you can proceed. And I see you doing very well with the schooling. And I see that propelling you into a lot of success with career. In the meantime, I feel that while your finances will not be tremendously good or the best, I do see a bit of an increase in your finances before the end of the schooling so that way you're able to live a little more comfortably but not, you know, be able to go out and just buy anything either.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Okay. And
now,
you...
the timeline I'm seeing, hold on. The timeline I'm seeing here for the increase, the small increase, seems to be coming in within the next 4 weeks. It might be a little bit shorter than 4 weeks, so more like three and a quarter or four, somewhere in there. Okay?
It's going to be the increase. For what? I'm sorry?
A increase in income.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
now, one of the messages is that this is coming from a least expected direction.
Okay.
But it will come in.
Okay. Okay. That's wonderful. What about, can you tell me career? Do you see that becoming a dead end, or do you see that going on?
All right. Well, we're only doing one question for
caller,
but I will let you slide on this one. I do
feel that
career is going to take off for you. So I feel that there's not necessarily a huge change in career, but I feel that there's a shift in career. So it's kind of like you're going from one career into another career, but they're on the same genre, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. Okay. That's
mm-hmm.
exactly what I needed. Thank you for answering my question, and let me cheat.
No problem. Yeah, have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, with about 22 minutes and 32 seconds left on our show today, we are out of callers for today, and what we're going to do is we're just going to go ahead and end today's show a little bit early for good luck, as usual. And we want to thank all of our callers and all of our listeners for tuning in to today's show. Please tune in for tomorrow's show, and every day we're going to have a show until the end of this month at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once more, thank you to everyone. Namaste and good night.